Hello?
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
It's 33611. I actually just moved to a different zip code, so I don't know which my thing might show up on.
What's your first and last name, please?
So, Kevin Kirkpatrick.
Yes, sir. I was able to locate that account for you. For security purposes, sir, could you please verify your shipping address?
I'm actually not sure what exactly this is. That's why I was calling. So why I had charges from you showing up for this this number, and you know, I was trying to figure out what was charged and what it was for.
All right, well, give me 1 second to open up this account. But before I release any information, I do have to verify I'm releasing it to the correct person. So you can just verify the city and state.
Tampa, Florida.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second to open up the account. And I was able to locate an account. I do see back on 10/03. You paid shipping and handling of $7.95, and that was to receive a tactical bag. That item itself, it was a free gift. You only paid the shipping and handling to receive it. It was also a welcoming gift to becoming a part of what is called the Factory Direct Savings Store, which happens to be an online web gadget store. And when you scroll,
I don't mind that. So. So, yeah, I mean, if I got to send it back, I don't care, but I don't want any further charges on my card. All that stuff that's been charged since that $7.95 needs to come back.
Well, do you have the product?
I do.
Now, well, that $7.95 is a valid charge. Now, what they bill you for was your membership. Well, what they bill you for was the membership fee. Now, I can get you canceled out of this, but it is a valid charge. And I can offer you a refund of the amount that you were billed recently. I can offer you at least a 50% refund on that charge, but in the system, they did ding it as a valid charge. Because
well,
you had
I wasn't aware that it was a sign-up for anything additional.
Yes, sir, I do understand that, but you did have 48 hours to cancel once you placed the order, so since you did not cancel within that time frame, they bill you for the membership fee, and it was stated in the terms and conditions. So I can do a 50% refund. The computer generated a 50% refund on that charge, and I'm more than capable of refunding you at least $28.48 of that charge.
Hang on 2 second. So the charge was $67 and some change, and that's, let's say, the 20-something isn't even 50%.
That charge was with that $67.32 was where they billed you actually last month. Now, the only charge I can take care of is the charge that they recently billed you for $56.95. Anything that took place last month, I can't take care of that because that is actually gone into the system, so that's a charge I can't go back and handle. I can handle a refund on the recent charge of $56.95 because it does seem like they gave you a discount price on the membership charge.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see that whole thing, I guess, about a 15-hour thing or whatever, but you know, I don't know. I'm, you know, military coming back from overseas and, you know, just all of a sudden start getting all these charges. I'm like, what the hell is this? Not only from this, but from other stuff.
I do understand
and
that, sir.
I'm like, well, what the hell? Somebody got a hold of my stuff. I had to cancel my card. I had to get another one. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, the most refund that they will offer you on that $56.95 charge would be $42.71. And please be advised, I don't make a refund, so the system automatically generates refunds.
Well, I mean, the most, if not all, that you can get back, fine. Refund, cancel this, I don't care. I don't want anything else to do with it.
I've gone ahead and completely canceled you out of that. The cancellation did take effect immediately. And that refund of $42.71, it will go back to your account. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that refund to pulse back to your account. I also have your cancellation number ready for you to take down.
One second.
Sure.
Okay.
That cancellation number will be C as in Charlie. That's 262-493-397. Is there anything else I can assist you with this evening, sir?
Yeah, let me just read that back to you real quick. That was C, Charlie, 262-493-397.
That is correct, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I do thank you for calling customer service. Please have a great evening.
You as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.